creating content for and publishing newsletters and blog postings, fact-finding and researching for new marketing initiatives or analyzing results of current marketing efforts. Don't expect miracles from a single VA, but don't expect too little either. Let go of the controls a bit. Don't assign crap tasks that end up consuming rather than saving time. It makes little sense to spend 10 to 15 minutes sending an email to India to get a price quote on a plane ticket when you could do the same online in 10 minutes and avoid all the subsequent back and forth. Push outside your comfort zone. That is the entire point of the exercise. It is always possible to reclaim a task for yourself if the VA proves incapable, so test the limits of their capabilities. 3. Identify your top 5 time-consuming non-work tasks and 5 personal tasks you could assign for sheer fun. Comfort Challenge. Use the criticism sandwich, 2 days and weekly. Chances are good that someone, be it coworker, boss, customer, or significant other, does something irritating or at a subpar level. Rather than avoid the topic out of fear of confrontation, let's chocolate coat it and ask them to fix it. Once per day for 2 days, and then each Thursday, Monday through Wednesday is too tense and Friday's too relaxed, for the next 3 weeks, resolve to use what I call the criticism sandwich with someone. Put it on the calendar. It's called the criticism sandwich because you first praise the person for something, then deliver the criticism, and then close with topic-shifting praise to exit the sensitive topic. Here's an example with a superior or boss with keywords and phrases emphasized. You. Hi, Mara. Do you have a second? Mara. Sure. What's up? You. First, I wanted to thank you for helping me with the Mealyworm account, or whatever. I really appreciate you showing me how to handle that. You're really good at fixing the technical issues. Mara. No problem. You. Here's the thing. Don't call it a problem if you can avoid it. There is a lot of work coming down on everyone, and I'm feeling, no one can argue with your feelings, so use this to avoid a debate about external circumstances, a bit overwhelmed. Normally, priorities are really clear to me. Notice how I take you out of this sentence to avoid finger-pointing, even though it's implicit. Normally, you make priorities clear sounds like a backhanded insult. If this is a significant other, you can skip this formality, but never use you always do X, which is just a fight starter. But I've been having trouble recently figuring out which tasks are highest on the list. Could you help me by pointing out the most important items when a number need to be done? I'm sure it's just me. Take a little bit of the heat off with this. The point has already been made. But I'd really appreciate it, and I think it would help. Mara, I'll see what I can do. You. That means a lot to me. Thanks. Before I forget is a great segue to the closing compliment, which is also a topic shifter and gets you off the sensitive topic without awkwardness. Last week's presentation was excellent. Mara. Did you think so? Blah, blah, blah.